This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 320 and three quarters, down 5. March corn, 333 and a half, down 5. May corn, 342, down 5. November soybeans, 913 and a quarter, down 10 and a quarter. January soybeans, 921 and a quarter, down 11. March soybeans, 929 and three quarters, down 10 and three quarters. December wheat, 477 and three quarters, down 3.5. March wheat, 490 and a half, down 3.5. May wheat, 498 and three quarters, down 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. Illinois winter grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon. Soybeans found support in the USDA stock report with the lowest soybean stocks in 40 years, but any support was lost with the big crop harvest pushing prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 10 cents lower at 263 to 295. Soybean bids mostly 10 to 11 lower at 831 to 884. In central Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents weaker at 272 to 292. The soybean bids mostly 10 to 11 lower at 869 to 903. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 cents at 258 to 291. Soybean bids 11 to 14 lower at 855 to 883, with the wheat bids dropping 3 to 4 cents at 293 to 408. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 to 10 cents lower at 883 to 903, with basis steady to 5 cents higher, ranging from 30 under to 10 under November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $324.60 to $412.60, which is down $3.50 a ton, and basis unchanged at 20 to 108 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at 286 to 306, with basis steady ranging from 35 to 15 under December. Illinois River Barns owning elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 255 to 271, with basis steady to a penny lower at 66 to 50 under December. Soybeans dropped 6 to 28 cents, ranging from 833 to 867, with basis mixed at 80 under to 46 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 9 to 10 lower at 280 to 281. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 13 to 23 cents, with quotations at 890 to 893. Soft red winter wheat down 3 to 4 cents at 326 to 327, and Milo 5 cents lower at 296 to 301. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January corn range from 273 up to 314. The January soybean bids range from 886 up to 915. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 294 to 314, with January soybean bids at 889 to 829. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 306 to 319, with the January soybean bids ranging from 901 up to 938. That concludes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 160.45, down 50 cents. December live cattle, 163.47, down a dollar. February live cattle, 163.97, down 37 cents. October feeder cattle, 235.42, up 77 cents. November feeder cattle, 235.05, up 55 cents. January feeder cattle, 228.77, up 15 cents. October lean hogs, 107.97, up 65 cents. December lean hogs, 94.52, down 32 cents. February lean hogs, 90.42, up 47 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $2.60 higher, in the range of $95.50 to $111.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $106.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 48 to 55, 4 to 5 weights 51 to 57, 5 to 6 weights 54 to 58, and 600 pounds and up 58 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $70 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,426 head. And now the report from the Arthur Sheep and Goat Auction. They had receipts of 155, starting with the slaughter lambs, wool choice 2 and 3s. 60 weights were 182 to 202, 80 weights were 175 to 192, and 90 weights were 172 to 187. Slaughter ewes, 73 to 97, and slaughter kids, 50 pounds, brought 85 to 112. Nannies, slaughter nannies were bringing 150 to 195. Feeder kids, 30 weights, were bringing 40 to 62. Now moving on to the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 221 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 152 to 157.75. Select and choice, 145 to 152.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 152 to 155.75. And select and choice 145 to 151.75. On to the slaughter cows, premiums, average dressing 135.50 and the high dressing 141.50 to 146. Breakers, average dressing 118.75 to 127 and the high dressing 128 to 131.75. Boners, 112 to 120.25 with the high dressing 122.50 to 124.50, and leans, average dressing 100 to 109.50, high dressing 110 to 114. Slaughter bulls, under 1,500 pounds, 120 to 127, with a high dressing 135.50. Bulls weighing 1,500 pounds and up, 133 to 138.50, with a high dressing 140. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 288 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $121.98, and that was $1.29 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $238.03, that was a penny higher, with select carcasses at $226.45, that was 38 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 421,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $2.66. October beans delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $8.57. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.49. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.66. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $8.57, and wheat at Scottville is $3.49. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-80s with light southeast winds. Tonight becoming cloudy with showers likely. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, and for tomorrow Thursday, cloudy skies with occasional showers, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies and cooler. Low temperatures in the mid-40s, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, light east winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Wednesday morning. Right now, 54 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 13 locations to serve you, and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. Harvest time is quickly approaching, and it's our desire at CHS Shipman for you to be efficient, because no farmer wants to leave money in the field. At CHS Shipman, we have expert agronomists, precision ag experts, and energy experts. It's time to fill your tanks and to bring in your monitors to prepare for harvest. So come see us at CHS just off Route 140 and in Shipman. This is Aaron with CHS, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
The quarterly Hogs and Pigs report had a few surprises. Arlen Suderman, market analyst for Water Street Solutions, went over what those surprises were.
Yeah, really surprising report to the trade, and then a surprising reaction to by the trade to the report. First of all, quarterly Hogs and Pigs report showing that the near-term hole in supplies should be about 6% below year-ago levels for number of hogs, which matched trade expectations, was already priced in. Beyond that, all the other data was bearish, showing that the industry is being able to manage the PED virus better than expected, which is positive for the industry, and that they are expanding and have plans to expand much faster than what the trade had priced into the market. So there were calls over the weekend to limit down. We did not open the limit down, but we did, was close to that. But then that was the low. That was the bottom, and we quickly recovered off of that. There were traders willing to buy that open, and we've continued that strength with higher prices today, and the market is back for December hogs to trading the old trading range that it established ahead of the report between $94 and $96 per hundredweight. So the hog industry appears a little bit more healthy than what was previously expected, physically healthy and financially from the market standpoint as well.
Well, it is great to be getting this news going into the winter months, as PEDV is expected to kind of make a resurgence during the cold months.
Yeah, the data would show that the industry is optimistic that it has more tools available to it now with the two conditionally approved vaccines to helpfully manage the disease. It has not eradicated the disease, but the industry is optimistic enough that it thinks it'll be able to manage it and contain it and be able to expand even with the disease. I think one of the things that's really supporting the pork industry is the fact that export demand has been really strong, very surprisingly strong for about the last 6 weeks or so, even with the strong dollar, even with Russia blocking the imports of U.S. pork. I would imagine some of that pork may be making it to Russia by way of third parties. So the demand is still there, but regardless, demand has been strong. And so that demand is absorbing the pounds of pork that we have and helping support the price.
And that is great that export demand is still strong for pork, because domestic support has not been as strong as we would have hoped for, right?
Yeah, and there's some concerning data out this morning where consumer confidence came in significantly below what the trade expected. And as a result, we're seeing the equity markets turn lower today. But the hog market is holding up to this point because of strong exports offsetting concerns about the domestic consumer's willingness to pay these prices and keeping the movement of pork out the back door of the plants solid.
All right. Well, while we're still on livestock, let's shift over and look at the beef markets. How are those looking?
Some encouraging signs in the product market, as we show signs now of bottoming out the product market. Box beef prices showing signs of stabilizing. Movement of box beef has been very strong. Overall, last week we saw more boxes of beef move than any other week in all of 2014. Exports have not been as strong as what they have been for pork, but they've been solid, surprisingly solid with the dollar as strong as it is, so that's been encouraging. And domestically, we have seen very strong demand for ground beef that has been supporting movement of product. So we see packers or retailers searching for any cuts that they can grind. The American consumer loves its hamburger and will continue to buy that hamburger. Maybe not so many steaks, but the demand for hamburgers remains strong, and that has underpinned the market at this time when retailers really tend to feature pork at the retail level. The demand for beef has hung in there, and so that's been very encouraging. We've seen quite a run-up in the live cattle futures market. I think the traders feel like now they've built in expectations for steady to higher cash this week. And so we're seeing a little bit of a pullback now in the market, a little bit of profit taking. That's been the tendency of late through last 3 or 4 months. Whenever we get to record high prices, they pull back, traders take profits. And that's what we've seen this morning with the December contract going up to yesterday's contract lows, unable to take it out. So now we're seeing some profit-taking pull prices into the red.
And it is nice to see beef well-supported, as that was not the expectation after realizing just how low the herd numbers were in the U.S. and expecting prices to jump so.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think the storyline through all of this is the consumer was willing to pay more for the meat than what was expected, and the demand for meat was more resilient. That's good news for the industry, and going forward now, if we can just start rebuilding that cow herd and have the demand there before the consumer gets weaned off of beef, because it'll take a long time to bring the consumer back, I think, and probably much lower prices if we lose that consumer consumption.
Suderman also gave a report on this week's grain markets.
We've had a stretch of dry weather to really support crop dry down and harvest progress. The harvest progress overall is slow, not just because of slow maturity of the crops, but because yields are so high. So that means that it takes longer to cut each acre of corn or beans because the amount of volume of bushels that we're hauling off of those fields. So slow progress, but we've been able to avoid any major problems with the weather. Looks like we're going to see some disruptions due to rain the last half of this week that will slow the harvest down a bit, and then about a 5-day break again when it's dry, and then another small system moves across the Midwest. But overall, pretty favorable weather for finishing out this growing season.
And have you heard of any problems with the crop so far, or is it looking pretty healthy?
There are problems here and there. There's disease problems in both the corn and soybeans here and there. There's problems where we were too wet in June, too dry in July and early August. But overall, yields, the big picture story, yields continue to impress. And I think probably the most impressive has been the soybean yields. soybeans have been very resilient this year, and the overwhelming majority of reports that we're getting in are in the mid-50s to mid-70s on yields for soybeans, even where there were some disease problems. I recognize there are some spots that were lower than that, but I'm talking about the numbers that are seem to be most common seem to be in that range. So we're very encouraged with the productivity this year. Soybean crop, and that's to take nothing away from how well the corn crop's done as well.
Yeah, we do have two phenomenal crops this year, and hopefully we can get it all out of the field and don't have to worry about drying it down too much in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. I think that's well put, and finding a place to store all those bushels will be a next problem that we deal with. But that beats having a short crop and no bushels to sell.
And when looking at the corn crop, the price just kind of seems to keep dropping for that. Is there any expectation on when we're really going to hit the floor?
Well, in big crop years, we tend to not really hit the bottom until after we've managed to find storage for everything. And so that can be fairly late in the season. Typically, you might look for a bottom once we've harvested 50 to 60% of the crop. In a big crop year, sometimes that bottom may not come until December or sometimes not until January. That doesn't mean that you won't have times maybe where the market bounces for a time or so, but overall the trend tends to continue lower until you get into that period and the trade feels like it finally has a handle on just what the size of the crop is and can start focusing on the demand side of the balance sheet.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.